Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Come on. Get up. Morning, all. It's going to be a great show. I can feel it.
Joining me now, former child star, actor Danny Bonaducci.
It's not just today's reality TV. The 70s saw their share of train wreck child stars.
Please welcome back to the show, Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci, always a pleasure. Thank you.
When it comes to child actors, no one is more notorious than Partridge Family star Danny Bonaducci.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
Now, what does this blinking light mean?
Well, there you go. It's 5:49. I'm Danny Bonaducci. This is KZOK. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bonaducci. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back. Been a little under the weather, but I'm a lot better now and ready. The doctor, for the last month, I felt great. I've been to a couple of street markets, been around. I felt really guilty about not going to work. So I said that to the doctor, the neurologist. I told her exactly that. I feel weird. I'm ready to go. I've been ready to go forever. And she goes, "What's your address?" And I couldn't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, so she wouldn't sign whatever piece of paper iHeart needed. For those of you that are going, what the hell is happening? What's he talking about? I've been off the air. Sarah and Paul and Waldo have been kind enough to hold down the fort. And I've never heard of such a thing. I took a couple of months off. But now I am back. I am back, and I missed you guys, and I cannot wait to get to work, although officially this is work. Good morning is work. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad you guys held down the fort. Thank you very much, and let's have a killer first show.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock from Lower Queen Anne for 10 years running. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, an iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcast all in one. 102.5 KZOK.
Are you missing a 2020 McLaren 600LT?
Yeah, I have a McLaren, and I don't know where the hell it is.
Well, somebody does, Danny. That's the crazy part. It's here in Washington, and if it's you, Washington State Patrol want to talk to you.
I'll bet they do.
Yeah, news. You're going to get that story and so much more.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Red Wind Casino. Well, today will be the warmest day of the year. We are talking 90 degrees. Danny, I can't remember if you had gotten yourself an air conditioner.
I do, but after last year, 3 years ago, whenever I had it, I put it down in the garage because it weighs 100 pounds, maybe more, and it's really hard to pick up because it's an odd shape. But man, if that yesterday is an indication, I'm going to go get it today.
Well, yeah, yesterday pales in comparison to today. This will be our hottest day of the year so far. 90 degrees.
Wow.
And that is in Seattle, so varying temperatures up and down North and South Sound. Cooler on the coast, of course, but 90 degrees. And now authorities are warning recreationists to be wary of waterways. Now, you might think, how great would it be to go for a swim?
Sure.
Well, you kind of forget that it is just, what's the date today? June 27th. It's going to be crazy hot, but the water has not warmed up yet. We are talking 56 today in Lake Washington.
That's not good.
55 for Lake Union.
Would you swim in that? Because I know we always talk about you swimming in these lakes, and I'm thinking they're bodies of water, and I think I could not do that. Could you swim in 56?
I have, and it is so cold, Danny. It's the kind of thing that as soon as you jump in, you can't breathe and you can't move. Like, it literally takes your breath away.
A shock to the system,
yes.
Sure.
So I
did the. You're talking to the guy that did the polar plunge, which, by the way, is really stupid.
Yes. So I swim every year in Lake Washington and Lake Union, but not until August because the temperature is then 70.
What do you wear?
Nothing.
Not true. I have pictures of you and you're wearing clothes. What, you do one piece, two piece? I saw the Kardashians barely wear anything.
Yeah. But I mean, 70, you'd swim in 70, wouldn't you?
Probably not.
Oh, wow. Too cold.
I had a pool. I've had a pool of my own once, and I kept that thing up to 85.
Ooh, that's bathwater.
Yeah, I get the bill.
Well, so if you guys are thinking about ways to cool off today, maybe an ice cream cone would be better than jumping into Lake Washington. As I said, it's going to be 56 degrees. Also, in a lot of different waterways throughout Washington, we're not seeing lifeguards. First of all, it's early in the season, and second of all, the labor shortages around.
Yeah, nobody's got any money. Nobody's got any people. Exactly right. Yeah.
Well, authorities here in Washington would like to find the driver who wrecked and abandoned a $250,000 sports car.
The McLaren?
It's a 2020 McLaren 600 LT. They found it wedged under a guardrail in Tacoma.
Oh, man.
Danny, it was totaled.
And a $250,000 McLaren isn't even the McLaren I was thinking of. The McLaren I was thinking of is $1 million out the door. So I don't know that somebody saved money on this crash, but at least it's not the McLaren I was thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, it's still $250,000 of wrecked vehicle.
I know, and it's not the same if you have it repaired. A McLaren, in my opinion, is a work of art. And once you've, you know, spit on the Mona Lisa, for God's sakes, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, and the other thing that's so weird, like, it's a bummer, right? You just totaled a $250,000 car, but wouldn't you do something about it and not just leave it there?
No, I'd run away.
Yeah, that's what somebody did.
So it wasn't stolen or anything? Just the owner-operator didn't know how to do it?
They literally don't know whose car it is. They're trying to track it down. And so, sure, it could have been stolen and then somebody didn't know how to drive it or it was too much, you know, power for them.
Okay, there's two things. One, if you crashed it, I think you're the thief that stole it. But I couldn't start a McLaren. It's really weird to start one of, you know, when you get up over $100,000, starting the car has like a sequence of stuff you have to do.
Gosh, I remember I had a rental car and it was a Mercedes and I had never been in, it was like a Mercedes SUV and I had to go get gas. I had to Google how to open the gas tank.
Yeah, I had to ask on my, and that's just my normal everyday Jeep. There's a button hidden around somewhere and I had to find it. You know, finding the button, that's always been something I'm good at. I can't believe I've been back on the air less than an hour and I already asked Sarah what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Hey, when you go on the lake, what are you wearing?
President Biden said yesterday that he was in Germany, and he said that the United States and the other seven nations, the group of nations, are going to ban imports of gold from Russia, which is Moscow's second largest export after energy.
I had no idea of that. I had no idea of that.
I don't think most people did.
No, but I know a lot of stuff, and I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, so what they've been doing, Russia has been... not sure exactly what phrase I'm looking for. Kind of fast and loose, like taking power away from other parts of Europe. So they supply natural gas. They supply stuff that helps. You've got plenty of that.
I didn't hear a thing.
Helps people keep the lights on, so to speak. Right. And Russia has been like, oh, we're not giving you that.
Russia, so, I mean, not that Russia isn't always weird, but I read in the paper yesterday, and by the paper, I mean my phone, that he said, yeah, if World War III breaks out, I'm bombing England. He just said that. He said, my missiles will go first thing to England.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy to say that.
Well, he's mad because England and the United States are in cahoots and all this, as we are with most of the world,
right,
against Russia. But so now the guy with the crazy hair from England was hanging out with Biden yesterday, and they're like, totally, we are going to ban imports of gold. Which Russian gold, they say 90% of what they export is consigned to G7 countries.
Of course.
So now all the G7 countries are like, we're not accepting your gold. Go send it elsewhere. And Russia's going to get mad.
They're going to get mad. And there's not really another market. You hit the top couple of markets for Russian gold, and there's not really a backup plan.
Well, you know, they say some people can sleep through anything.
Yep.
Do you know people like that?
I've never felt an earthquake except in Philadelphia with you. I always slept through them. And that's in Los Angeles. There were like three or four big ones, and I slept right through them.
Yeah, I mean, some people are just like that, but this one is still a little bit hard to fathom. A woman has narrowly escaped serious injury after falling asleep between a set of train tracks. So the train.
Why would she do that?
Exactly. That's a question. So she falls asleep on the train tracks.
The train tracks.
Mm hmm.
Then. Like, there wasn't a. Train tracks are like maybe 10 feet apart. There's a whole rest of the world to sleep
in. So the train, it's like a movie from the 1920s. The train is chugging, chugging, chugging down the track. Yep. And at the last second, the engineer, is that what he's called?
Yep. Choo-choo Charlie, that's
yeah, him. That's him. Sees the lady on the train tracks, is like, and it's seriously like a movie where the train stops inches away from her.
Wow, crazy.
They said they realized the locomotive is able to come to an end. They said it actually kind of went over her a little bit, but didn't run her over.
Jeez Louise. And remember when I took a walk on the train tracks and everybody yelled at me?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody freaked out like it's the weirdest thing to do, man. I didn't go to sleep on them. I took a walk.
Who would have thought that you seem like the rational one just because you hadn't fallen asleep on those train tracks?
Right, and I've fallen asleep in some weird places.
Yeah, but man, it was a little weird seeing you dancing on the train tracks, Danny.
I wasn't dancing. I was walking and singing.
So they're trying to figure out, you know, what was the lady doing there? Because you, like you said, there's 1,000 places that you could decide to take a nap.
Yeah. Maybe it would be, and you don't think it was a suicide attempt or something like that?
No.
A cry for help?
Deep sleeper.
Deep sleeper. Maybe she was asleep when she walked to the train track. It's a cry for help.
Yeah, well, she should have just called the life coach.
I'd have straightened her right out.
It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida story of the day.
Yay.
Well, a man stole cash that he found at a gas station parking lot. And told people, when the authorities showed up, well, of course I kept the money that I found. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yeah, yeah, and the cops understand. When you look at a cop and say finders, keepers, and losers, weepers, they say, oh, well, I didn't know that. All right, thank you, keep it.
They didn't, Danny. They arrested him.
Now, what's the deal? Was it laying on the driveway? How did he find it?
Yeah, so it's at a gas station, and yeah. A man had cashed his paycheck, put it in his lap, and drove away. He got out of the car to go buy something at the gas station. It fell off his lap onto the ground. Mm-hmm. So another man sees this happen, goes over and picks up the cash.
Right.
Drives away on his Harley. Well, the police arrive and they look at the videotape and see the license plate of the Harley go right to the guy's house. He says, whoop, finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yeah, totally.
Well, guess what? That isn't.
A reason you can steal people's money?
It's not a law.
Well, I knew it wasn't a law. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Where are you going to find that on a law book? Yeah. But I don't know who he stole it from.
So the man who dropped the money, they said, because it wasn't, it was like not public property or anything, you're supposed to turn that money to authorities.
I don't know about that. Plus, the Harley guy, he was obviously going to buy heroin. Yeah. That's what Harley people do.
Well, the Harley guy got arrested, and they said, you stole this money. There is no law that says finders, keepers, losers, weepers. You're under arrest. Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, remember, you can check out all of our past Oh, Florida stories at kzok.com/Florida.
By the way, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Waldo. Haven't talked to you guys in a long time, too.
Good morning.
Good morning, little buddy. I was listening to you while I was going to 25 doctor's appointments. You guys really sounded great, which gave me pause. Like, don't sound that great. Sound okay.
Never as good as when you're here.
Oh, God, no, of course not.
Awesome to have you back, Danny.
It's nice to be back.
Well, are you ready for a book of Bonaducci?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, I hope so, because it's your book, and it's your story to tell. But I happen to know this time you're going to talk about hanging out with a Super Bowl champion, Jim McMahon.
Oh, yeah. This was a stupid story.
Oh, this is a spectacular story.
Well, not if you're the guy in it. All I'm going to say in the prelim here is that this guy could have killed me, and he'd probably gotten away with it.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Now, a story from the Book of Bonaducci.
Thank you very much. I believe the year is 1985, the year the Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl, doing the Super Bowl shuffle. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, man. So, you know, Jim McMahon, a wild, wild quarterback, but very, very good. I'm at a party or a golf thing outside in Chicago, and he's drunk, and I'm drunk, and everybody's drunk, and my soon-to-be boss is drunk. And I'm talking to Jim McMahon, and he kind of bugs me a little bit. So I'm talking to him. I said, you that good at golf? And he said, yes, I am. And I said, okay, hit this ball right out of my mouth.
Oh.
And he said, okay. And as he swung back, everybody started screaming, he's going to break your jaw. He's going to don't do it, don't do it. And right as he did it, they went whack, and the thing went flying, and I was safe and sound. And that is the Book of Bonaducci.
We now close the book for another week. This has been the Book of Bonaducci on the Classic Rock Station, 102.5 KZOK. 102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
Well, there's a cool new docuseries about to come out, which is called Women Who Rock. Guess what it's about?
I'm guessing it's about Joan Jett and her friends.
Well, it's about women who rock. And it will feature Sheryl Crow, Pat Benatar, Nancy Wilson, and more. This will be on Epics, a four-part series focusing on female singers who have made a significant impact on the music world since the 1950s. So they'll discuss topics like power, fame, their struggles to achieve success, and of course, their music careers. Pat Benatar, one of the many, many performers at our iHeartRadio Music Festival. Mm-hmm. Great reason to go to Vegas. My goodness. September 23rd and 24th, T-Mobile Arena. Two nights, one stage. It's Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, LL Cool J, Avril.
So Neil Giraldo is going to be there? Thank God. What would happen if Neil didn't show up for work?
Well, according to Pat Benatar, the show doesn't go on.
Is that a real thing? Did she say if Neil can't make it, I can't make it?
Yeah, that is the band. The two of them, and without both of them, it doesn't happen.
Oh, I could play this song on guitar.
Avril Lavigne, The Black Keys, Lionel Richie, and oh so many more. Make sure to get your tickets now at AXS.com. Going to be spectacular two nights in Vegas.
And what channel is it going to be on?
That is our iHeartRadio Music Festival that you
so
will...
So not on TV. It won't be on TV.
That is... It will be on the CW at some point, yes. Okay. But this is an event that you want to attend in person. Buy tickets at AXS.com.
AXS.com. Got it.
Pink Floyd is reportedly asking for $500 million for their music catalog.
Oh, that's probably a good deal. I mean, other people were getting $800 million.
So it's... it's like what everyone's doing right now. Everyone's selling their music catalog. So that price tag seems about right to me.
Sure does. Seems about right to me.
I mean, it's an unfathomable sum of money, but I mean, it's Pink Floyd.
Not unfathomable for me. I'll fathom it right now. I mean, send me $500 million and see if I can't fathom.
Oh, I won the lottery last night.
Even would you buy a Pink Floyd's catalog?
No, but I'm saying, you know, $500 million is an unfathomable amount of money, but I did win the lottery last night.
You could go get that McLaren.
Aren't you going to ask me how much I won?
How much did you win?
$2.
Oh, you know, I should have thought that. So you really won the lottery.
I really did win the lottery.
Do you buy the ticket for the $500 million or whatever it's going
to
be?
I do. If it starts to get up to a high amount, yeah.
I have bought one lottery ticket in my life, and it was with you, and I didn't win. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Damn your eyes.
So Bloomberg says four music labels are vying for the Pink Floyd catalog, Sony and Warner. This is the, if it goes through, would be the largest sale of a catalog in music history. It would be their music, songwriting catalog, merchandising, and they want $500 million for it.
That's good, but what did Bob Dylan get? Didn't Bob Dylan get $800 million?
I thought it was $400, but okay. I can't recall.
No.
And I thought Bruce Springsteen got around $500, but this would be a massive catalog as opposed to some of the artists who are selling are not selling it 100%, they're selling 80%.
Right, sure, hang on to it.
So Pink Floyd certainly has a massive amount of merchandise to sell.
Yeah, you know that rat bastard, you're getting comfortably numb? He said that is not about going to the dentist. I listened again after Roger Waters said that's totally about going to the dentist.
Well, in just about 20 minutes time, Danny, you're going to be on Good Morning America, correct?
I'm not positive because here's what happens. I used to go like on Oprah and stuff, and I would go on the radio and say, hey, I'm on the Oprah Winfrey Show tomorrow morning. Make sure to watch it. And then something would have happened and they cut me out. So I'm really afraid to pump a Good Morning America too much till I know I'm actually on there. Am I actually on there?
Well, Baldo, you said that you saw promos running for it yesterday, right?
Yeah, they ran one for you during the Stanley Cup game.
Wow.
Jeez. I had no faith in this interview. I did it on a Zoom thing. And when it was over, I thought, I wasn't funny once, I don't think. And then I thought, oh, yeah, I'm talking about maybe having a stroke or some such thing. Maybe I'm not supposed to be funny. But anyway, watch it for yourselves. Tell me how I did. Call me up. Text me. Get on Instagram or whatever you do and let me know how I did.
Well, you can use the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app and just send a message right here to the studio.
All right, let's tape one in advance. Hey, Danny, I watched your show. You were great, man.
There you go.
Some guy named Steve.
At the box office over the weekend, it looked like Top Gun Maverick is once again number one at the box office.
Sure.
It's a little controversial, though, because Elvis brought in $30.5 million. Top Gun brought in $30.5 million, so that's a tie.
Sure.
Top Gun, according to the box office, sold $176 more in tickets.
That's a close race.
Yes.
That's a close race.
So,
has anybody seen Top Gun yet?
I saw it and it was amazing.
Amazing? I want to see it so bad. But I saw the Elvis movie, I think, yesterday.
And?
Spoiler alert, apparently he dies at the end. Who knew that?
So they do cover that in the movie.
They kind of gloss over it, if you ask me. But it's the end of the movie. What are you going to do in an Elvis movie with a dead Elvis?
Sure.
Hey, you guys can Google this if you want. I'm sure you're ready to hear this. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
When Elvis died, they did an autopsy. He had 30 pounds of poop in his digestive system.
Aww.
30 pounds. That's what killed him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting 30 pounds of poop in your colon? I'd slow down.
Yeah, I think he might have had some intestinal issues.
Well, he had codeine and OxyContin, and that's the exact side effect of that. You can't poop.
So other than his digestive tract, how was the movie?
I enjoyed it, and I love that guy. Boy, that guy is great. Austin Powers, whatever his name is, he was fantastic.
Austin Butler, same thing.
Austin's Butler? What does he need a butler for? He's Austin Powers. Just getting going.
To celebrate the 25th anniversary of James Cameron's Titanic, it is coming back to theaters just in time for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because it's a romantic movie, right?
Yeah, it is. Hey, Walter, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, finish this sentence. I'm the king of the
world.
There you go, man. That is an important movie because this is like several generations to get to Waldo, and he knows it.
Don't get Waldo started on his tinfoil hat theories on Titanic.
No, Titanic.
Well, there was plenty of room for him on that little thing that they were swimming around on. She killed him.
She did.
She murdered that guy.
Just proves women, you don't need them.
Wow. You know, that's a good position to take when you can't get them. Don't need them. Oh, that's fine, Waldo. By the way, how's your little sex life and love life been going?
We'll talk about that later, Danny. Now it's time to take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by...
Waldo and I wanted to talk about it.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Yay.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
I totally forgot how that works. Let's do it again.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWA.
1-800-DUI-AWA.
Oh, that sounded great.
The Mariners wrapped up a weekend series against the Angels yesterday. A win Friday, a win Saturday, and a bench-clearing brawl yesterday.
Yeah, tell me about that.
It was crazy pants. Sometimes if a pitcher hits a player,
right,
they get mad, but then the game goes on.
Sure.
Well, in case they plunk you on the buttocks, in which case... You charge the mound. There was a huge fight. What did we get? Like 8 players ejected. And the closer, Iglesias for the Angels, came back on the field and like threw a tub of sunflower seeds and gum and like basically threw a temper tantrum.
What a tough guy. Throws gum.
It was kind of bizarre. Marco,
you know what, if I'm going to get on a bench clearing brawl, why would you ever put down the bats? You want to take a bat?
Jeez,
you
have
the bat.
Danny.
Take it to the fight.
Marco Gonzalez pitched a gem. Tough loss, though. 2-1. They took 2 of them. Up next, they finally returned home to play a set against the Orioles with a 7:10 start time. And last night on ABC, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup wrapped up like this.
No icing. Waved off at the last moment. Hedman and the crowd can't believe it. So they have to go all the way up the ice, the 200 feet, in the final seconds. McCarr fittingly battling for the puck in the corner. 5 seconds to go. Up it comes to the line. Colorado has won the Stanley Cup.
Wow. Wow.
Colorado winning the Stanley Cup for the first time since 2001, preventing a three-peat for Tampa Bay. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Well, Danny, your best friend from Chicago.
Yeah.
Doris.
Oh, you know, people told me when I was walking around, people told me they miss Doris. I'd be very careful about this, everybody, because she's out for our jobs.
Well, Danny, she has left a message for you, and she wants you to know how she feels about your return. You guys will get a dose of Doris after AC/DC on 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
102.5 KZOK, Classic Rock Station. Time for a dose of Doris.
Hey, Danny, it's me, Doris. Welcome back. We all really missed you, and you sure got back right in the nick of time, because I was on my way there to take your job.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the Classic Rock Station, 102.5 KZOK.
If you guys want to leave a message for Danny or anyone here at KZOK, use that free talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. Completely free, and sends a message to us right here in the studio.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the Classic Rock Station, 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station. Going to be a scorcher today, Danny.
Yeah, hottest day of the year, you said.
Hottest day of the year. We are talking about 90 degrees in several places. Now, for a lot of kids, you know, summertime is here and kids are going to start getting jobs. A big one for a lot of people was lifeguard.
Oh, yeah. They can't find lifeguards. All you do is sit in a chair and put white crap on your nose. I had it wrong one year. I sat in a chair and put white crap up my nose. That's not count. They're not calling for that.
I'm pretty sure that your first summer job was not as a lifeguard.
You don't know. I had quite a life before I met you.
All right. Well, we're going to hear what Danny's was and be asking you guys if you remember your first summer job as a kid and what it was. We'll take your calls next.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock from Lower Queen. And for 10 years running, this is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, an iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one. 102.5 KZOK.
All right, so it is summertime. You know who said it the best would be Alice Cooper, that school's out for summer.
So boy, you sounded just like him.
Thank you, Danny. I've been working on that impression.
Working on the Alice Cooper, have you?
So a lot of kids, you know, they're getting their first job or they're looking forward to or they have to get a summer job. And so it kind of begs the question, what was your best or worst summer job as a youth?
Yeah. All right.
What would you say, Danny?
Well, mine was kind of the best and worst on the same day. I had just gotten a job as 1977, right out of high school, and I'm going to introduce Donny Osmond at the Bakersfield County Fair. Yeah. And as I'm pulling in, and I'm kind of bummed, it's a very weird job, but as I'm pulling in, the radio goes, oh my God, this just in, Elvis Presley died this morning.
Oh.
August 16th, 1977. And, you know, the county fair just went dead. It was all as dead as Elvis. I couldn't believe it. But it was okay, and I got paid my $500, and that was that.
Man, that's, like, just such bad timing.
So bad. So imagine if you had to do something like that the day Michael Jackson died. The world stopped for that guy.
Did it ever. All right, well, we're going to take your calls now at 800-252-1025. You want to give us a call to tell us what was your best or worst summer job as a youth? Well, Mike in Sultan, what was your best or worst summer job as a youth?
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Sticky Sexy Yabaducci.
And good morning, buddy. How the hell have you been?
Good, Danny. I'm glad you're back. Welcome back. And everybody's glad you're feeling a lot better. We're happy about that. So,
well, if you want to see how I'm doing, I believe I'm on Good Morning America today at some point, according to today's news, discussing my mystery illness, which is still, by the way, a mystery.
It's still a mystery.
Still a mystery. All right, what do you got?
My first summer job turned out to be horrendous for me. I was mowing lawns and pulling weeds, and that's when I found out that I had allergies and hay fever so bad. And once I was doing that, I could not breathe. My eyes watered. My nose was running. Everything was horrible for at least a day afterwards.
Oh, bummer, man.
That sounds like a terrible summer job.
All right. So
yeah, not good.
Angela in Everett up next, talking about your best or worst summer job as a youth.
Yes, good morning, you guys. Welcome back, Danny. We miss you so much.
Thank you very much, Angela. I appreciate it.
And by the way, I have Good Morning America on waiting for you to be on there. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, I've been getting nice words about it. But my friend Neil just texted me and said, you look old and stupid. So thanks for that, Neil. Yeah. Well, Neil's a dick. Almost all my friends are dicks. And Neil proves that point.
Sorry.
Write that down. All my friends are dicks.
On it. So my favorite job, my first summer job was working at Springtime Daycare on Juanita Drive in Juanita. And what was beautiful about it is it was a daycare that I went to as a child. I got my first summer job there, and then my daughter went there as well. So it has just so many memories.
Oh, that's nice. Sweet. Yeah. What about Stan? Stan's calling from Missouri. What was your best or worst summer job as a youth?
What up, Stan?
My best summer job was working in the hayfields.
That's a good job?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was back when I was younger, yeah. And then I got something funny to tell you.
All right.
Okay, if you got time.
Go ahead.
Listen to my niece Wendy and Bo on Cat Country 95.1 Colorado Springs. They said somebody lost their dentures out at Country Jam in Colorado Springs, and they found the dentures and were returned to the owner on Friday.
That's great to know, right, Danny?
That is great to know. Right on.
Stan from Missouri, thank you. Burr in Port Orchard, what would you say, your best or worst summer job as a youth?
Good morning, you marvelous radio people.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing great. Hey, mine was a drive-in dairy, and it was utterly awesome.
You know, I've been off the air for a couple of months, buddy. That took me a second. Thank you.
Wasn't it exactly what you're expecting from Burr?
Not from Burr.
I would say, Danny, my best and worst summer job were the same, and it was Baskin-Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
Best because I got all the ice cream that I wanted to eat. Worst because I got to have all the ice cream I could eat, and I smelled like sour milk.
I was going to say, you smelled like you were telling us when the stuff would go kind of rotten on your apron, you would stink.
Yeah, my shirt, just anything that had milk on it, and you put it in the wash and it didn't matter. You just smelled like rotten milk all the time.
Bummer. Terrible job.
Ralph in Bremerton, how about you, buddy?
Yeah, my worst summer job was my first. I was fired because I could not make a hamburger. The customer wanted, I think he wanted a plain hamburger. And I kept
not. I'm not sure if it's just me, Danny. I cannot understand a word that Ralph is saying.
No, it's not you. He had some kind of job, and that was not good. That's what I got out of that.
Couldn't make a hamburger.
You know, have a cup of coffee or something. Call us back, man. A
muffly phone there. Waldo, how about you? What was your best or worst summer job as a youth?
My best one, my brother and I made a little business called Discount Golf Balls. And what we'd do is we'd ride down to the golf course, a fancy one, so fancy golf balls, throw our bikes in the bush, hop the fence, and then go find balls that people sliced or hooked into the bushes and couldn't find anymore. Then we'd clean them up, and we'd sell them for half the price, get them from the store, and made a killing.
Did you do well?
Oh, very well.
Wow. What was your best day?
Best day, probably about $200.
Jeez Louise, and that's in, well, you're a youngster, so it wasn't that long ago, but still, that's a pretty good day, man.
Oh, yeah, I was like 12, he was 16.
That's a lot of money for kids.
Yeah, it is, also whatever year that was.
James in Bothell says, shoveling horse stuff, which was also a very popular answer on the text line. Danny, that's a job you've had as well, right?
I have had. I used to work on Kenny Rogers Ranch, the Jolly Roger Ranch, and I used to have to muck stalls and things like that. It was kind of a terrible job. Here's one thing. I've been off the air a little while. I saw James was calling in from brothel. I thought it said brothel. And I thought his worst job was summer job was in a brothel. I'd love to work in a brothel, I think.
All right, well, coming up, we've got Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Jake in Renton wants to talk to you, Danny. He says his wife spent a lot of money on his birthday present when they're supposed to be saving up. He appreciates it, but thinks it's too much. The life coach ready to set him straight?
All ready.
All right, happens after Queen on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.